Thank you and good morning. On Thursday, the Sheriff's Office issued a press release regarding a reported incident of sexual harassment at the Merch Market in Hydesville on Wednesday evening. A female clerk reported that a man identified as 21-year-old Daniel Wiggins had been acting bizarrely. He touched her inappropriately and made sexual remarks to her while she was on duty. Wiggins left the scene before deputies arrived, and they were unable to locate him. At just before noon on Thursday, Wiggins turned himself in to the Fortuna Police Department. He was arrested and booked into county jail on suspicion of sexual battery. The Arcata Police Department has called in extra help in preparation for another Halloween night. Due to past history and nights filled with vandalism and criminal activity, the city of Arcata has cracked down on what behavior is suitable for the city's central plaza. The department issued a statement that they are committed to maintaining a safe, secure, and inviting environment on the plaza, and police will be highly visible in the surrounding areas. Police will use a zero-tolerance policy when it comes to drinking, smoking, or any criminal behavior. Arcata police also remind parents of children who will be out trick-or-treating to be prepared for the rain and to wear the appropriate and reflective clothing, and to carry flashlights when it becomes dark. Arcata Main Street will host the annual Trick or Treat on the Plaza from 4 until 6 p.m. The safety warnings to parents and children who plan on heading out tonight for some trick-or-treating fun have been issued, and now the folks who will be driving tonight and throughout the weekend are being warned as well. The Avoid the 8 Anti-DUI Task Force will be out on county roads this weekend with a focus on removing impaired and dangerous drivers from the roadways. The task force, which is comprised of local law enforcement agencies and the CHP, will assign additional officers to patrol duty. Task Force Coordinator Sergeant Charles Ellebrecht of Fortuna PD wants those who are headed out for a party and who plan on taking a motor vehicle to use a designated driver. The National Weather Service issued a hazardous weather warning for all of Northern California on Thursday, and that warning remains in effect through tonight. A winter storm will bring a mix of weather as a band of rain rolls through the region with a cold front. There is also the potential of small hail and lightning, and snow levels are expected to fall to about 4,000 feet. The weather will also impact Halloween activities, and those looking for fun or going out to trick-or-treat should use caution and be prepared for the inclement weather. West Chesboro weighs in on a local ballot measure. Jordan Christmas has more.
North Coast Assemblyman West Chesboro has thrown in his support behind the passing of Humboldt County's Initiative Measure P, a bill that, if passed, will prohibit the cultivation of genetically engineered crops in the county. Chesboro joins local tribes and the Sierra Club in opposition to GMOs, and if passed by the Humboldt County voters, Measure P would see Humboldt join Mendocino and Trinity counties in bans on genetically modified crops. Chesboro said in a statement that GMOs are not compatible with our North Coast commitment to restoring and using our natural resources in a sustainable way.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The election on Tuesday will feature much more than a list of candidates running for local, state, and federal office. It will also contain a list of local and state ballot measures. In our region, there are 19 ballot measures for voters to consider, 11 in Humboldt County and 8 in Mendocino. One of those ballot measures is shared by both counties, Measure X, which would authorize the Southern Humboldt School District to increase its debt by issuing $10 million in general obligation bonds. The district estimates that the additional annual property tax required to repay those bonds will be $43 per $100,000 of assessed value. Measure X will need a supermajority of 55% to pass, and voters in Southern Humboldt and Northern Mendocino will see the measure on their ballots. In addition to Measure X, Mendocino County voters will be asked to approve Measure Q, another school bond, this time for the Laytonville School District. The district wants to issue $5.5 million in general obligation bonds. The revenue is earmarked for modernization of school facilities, the installation of renewable energy upgrades, and the construction and repair of classrooms. Mendo voters will also vote on whether or not to approve a community bill of rights that would ban fracking in the county through the passage of Measure S. If passed, the measure would establish the rights of residents to maintain a clean ecosystem and clean water by banning the use of chemicals and techniques used in the fracking process. Mendo voters will also vote on a fire protection parcel tax, a fire equipment sales tax measure in Fort Bragg, and a Ukiah sales tax extension. And that's the news on this rainy Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.